This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, amma ba'da. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, this is a short advice for people embarking for Hajj on the eve of Hajj. Obviously, there is a yearning from my side personally that I am not with you, but my du'as and support and my yearning is with you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this yearning, give me an appropriate reward. There is no doubt on this eve of Hajj, the next 5 days is what we have traveled for. All other aspects with regard to our journey are a forerunner for these 5 days. There might be apprehension with regard to this coming 5 days, which is natural, especially for people who are first-time Hajjis. However, my advice, do not be overawed. Be confident. Inshallah, after the event, you will be surprised at the apprehension. This is the culmination of our journey. And remember, our confidence does not come because of pride, but it comes because, after all, Allah is the one who has called us. And no one comes to the Haramain because he is pious or he is wealthy, but he comes because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called him. And in our Sharia, we have been commanded on such an occasion that our attitude should be one between fear and hope. Fear for our shortcomings, that, Ya Allah, we are so weak. How did we come for Hajj? Ya Allah, we are so weak. How are we going to embark on this Mubarak and blessed journey? So there is that fear, there is that apprehension. Yet at the same time, we are hopeful. We are hopeful of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. We are hopeful that Allah has called us. We are the guest of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is the reason why we are also hopeful. While we must look forward with regard to all the rites that we must do it and strive to do it correctly with enthusiasm. However, there is no doubt whatsoever, the culmination and the highlight of Hajj is Arafah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no other day in which Shaitan feels more humiliated than the day of Arafah, when he sees Allah's mercy and forgiveness coming to the people. Perhaps the only day he felt more humiliated was on the day of the Battle of Badr, when he saw Allah Ta'ala's assistance coming to the mu'mineen and the believers. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no other day will Allah Ta'ala free so many people from the fire of Jahannam. And he boasts about them, the people in Arafat, he boasts about them in front of the angels. Oh my angels, what do these people want? As if Allah Ta'ala is saying, what do they want? I want to give it to them. Ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, Abdullah Ibn Mubarak, one of our great scholars, saw Sufyan al-Thawri on the evening of Arafah. And he asked him, Sufyan, who is the worst person today? And Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullahi alayhi, replied and he said, the worst person today is he who feels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not forgiven him on the day of Arafah. Subhanallah. The worst person is he who feels that Allah has not forgiven him on the day of Arafah. Fudayl ibn Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi says that if such a great group of people, millions of people, go to a wealthy person asking him for one danik, one small paltry amount of wealth, and he will feel it against his honor. So many people came to ask me for something so minute, he'll feel it against his honor to reject them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to forgive everyone, it is even more less in value in terms of monetary or in terms of ease for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive people. So this is something that we must keep in mind and have that confidence with regard to Arafah. And when we make dua during these days, and especially on the day of Arafah, make dua for our forgiveness. Make dua for our hidayat. Make dua for the changing of our life. Make dua for our families. Make dua for our children. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the people of Gaza. And make dua, whatever dua we want, to every particular need. Keep in mind that nothing is small for us. And nothing is big for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is small for us. If Allah ta'ala were to take away the power for us to do something, even something small, we will not be able to do it. Nothing is small for us. Ask Allah ta'ala for everything. And nothing is major for Allah. If He wants to give, He can give whatever He wants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the coming days easy for everyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the 5 days and after the end of the Hajj, may Allah ta'ala grant everyone a Hajj mabrur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as and a request to make du'a also for the sinful slave. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.